Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 22 other major languages. Thousands are tuning in each week to receive spiritual encouragement and blessing. We receive many exciting testimonies of people who have come to faith in Jesus by listening to these programs. If you're tuning in for the first time today, we are currently being led through the Gospel of John by the teaching of our radio pastor, J. Mark Horst. In a few moments, he'll be here to teach us. But before he does, let's pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus. It is alone through him that we have access into your holy presence. His blood, shed on the cross at Calvary, is the only sacrifice that is acceptable to you to wash away our sin. And now, Father, as Pastor J. Mark comes to teach us from the Word, open our hearts to receive your truth. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
A certain captain in the army of Rome once had a dear servant who was sick. When the captain heard that Jesus was coming to his town, he sent some of the Jewish leaders to ask Jesus to heal his servant who was sick. As the Lord came near the house, the captain sent friends to tell Jesus how he felt completely unworthy that Jesus should come to his house. So he said, "I am also a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes. And to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." That's Luke chapter 7 and verse 8. Jesus was surprised at the captain's words, and he said, "I have not found so great faith, no, not in all Israel." You see, the captain knew what it meant to be sent. He also knew what it meant to issue orders to his men. He expected each one to obey and do what he was told, just as he obeyed and did what he was told. Anyone who has been sent should do what he has been sent to do. In the highest order of authority, we see Jesus as the sent one. You know, his birth was not an accident of history. He was the sent one. He knew he came for a reason, and he spoke different times about his hour had not yet come. And then he spoke on other occasions that the hour had come. He talked of being sent by the Father. And from the biblical record in the Gospels, we conclude his life was under divine direction. God was directing his life. And this becomes evident in the text of this message from the Gospel of John, John chapter 12 and verses 44 to 50. So listen as I read those verses. John chapter 12, verses 44 to 50. Jesus cried and said, "He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come, a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words has one who judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." From these words of Jesus, I set forth several basic statements that form an understanding that Jesus is the sent one. The first statement is, there is the light of faith. You know, some things can't be reasoned out. Some experiences in life are just beyond our ability to reason. They must simply be believed. And so Jesus said, "He who believes on me does not believe only on me, but he also believes on him who sent me." So he was talking about his Father, God. We are not being asked to abandon our thought processes. We're only asked to harness them, to bring them into the proper focus so what we believe is what we really ought to believe. And there is the light of faith. It is beyond reason. By faith, the Bible says, we understand that the worlds were framed or made by the Word of God. Now, we cannot understand this any other way. There's only one way that we can understand the origin of the universe, by faith, because we weren't there. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. God spoke, and things were created. You see, there is the light of faith. The light of faith in Jesus is to connect us with faith in God the Father. So here then is a basic statement. There is the light of faith. One of the great church fathers years ago by the name of Tertullian once said, "I believe because it is ridiculous." What he was saying was, because I can't reason it out, I will therefore accept it by faith. That is the light of faith. And then there's a second statement that helps us to understand that Jesus is the sent one. There is the locus of judgment. Now, every judgment or decision must rest upon some fact. For example, a judge must know the law. He cannot create the law as he goes along. He must relate his decision and judgment to the law that already exists, to what has been written and what has been practiced. That's what we call the locus of judgment. It is so in our courts of the land, and it is so also in the courts of God. You see, divine judgment rests upon the fact. Jesus said it rests upon my words, his words. And he said, "I did not come to judge. Instead, I came to save the world." At the same time, he also said, "The words that I have spoken, those words will judge you in the last day." So surely it is true. His words are saving words, but his words are also words of judgment. So he said the locus of judgment rests on his words. There's a definite connection between his word and the final day of judgment. Isn't it wonderful that he has told us beforehand so that we can understand how to prepare for our appearance in God's court? Here then is a basic statement. There is the locus of judgment, his words. And then there's a third statement that helps us understand that Jesus is the sent one. There is the line of authority. Many claims have been made for final and divine authority, but there is only one claim that is absolutely true and absolutely sure, and it's the claim that Jesus made here. He said, "I have what I have from the Father. I understand his commandment, and his commandment is everlasting life. I am saying what I am saying because he, my Father, has told me." So you see, there's a direct connection, a direct line of authority. The claim that Jesus made is absolutely correct. He was God in the flesh. He was the sent one. He did and said what he was to do and say. He came to bring everlasting life. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So there is the line of authority. As God in the flesh, he was the sent one. He had a direct connection with the Father. He understood what God the Father wanted him to do, and so he did it. Here then is another basic statement. There is the line of authority right to God the Father, and Jesus is the sent one. You will have a fuller understanding of Jesus as the sent one by accepting these statements. There is the light of faith, praise God. There is the locus of judgment, we know his word beforehand. And finally, there is the line of authority, right to God the Father. These statements assure us that Jesus is the sent one. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you have sent your Son, Jesus, into the world to be our Savior. We know that when he came to earth, his own people didn't receive him. But to as many as did receive him, to them he gave the right or the privilege to become his very own children. How wonderful that is. I pray right now for my friend who is listening to my voice, that he or she might come to a better understanding of Jesus as the sent one. He came to give us the light of faith, so we could believe in him and in the Father. He came as God in the flesh to show us what you are like. So bless my friend as he considers the claims of Jesus on his life, and help him to choose to follow him and walk in his joy and peace. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, let me remind you of Jesus' words. He said, "He who believes on me believes not only on me, but on him who sent me." In other words, he was saying, if you believe on me, then you also believe on my Father, God. You see, Jesus and God are inseparable. You can't say you believe in God and then reject Jesus. That doesn't work. If you reject Jesus, that's proof that you really don't believe in God. And the reverse is also true. Now, perhaps you're considering coming to Jesus, but you have some questions about him. If you contact us with those questions, we would be happy to answer them from the Bible, God's holy word. So listen carefully now as Arlen gives you a variety of ways that you can use to contact us.
Was this teaching helpful? If you'd like a copy, either in print or a digital file, just contact us and ask for it by title, or log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org. The quickest way for you to connect with us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or a digital file of this teaching. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can request our Bible study guide, Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and will help you learn more about what we're studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of the Hope Herald today. Here's the contact information one more time. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching. It's available in print or a digital file. And you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, The Hope Herald. It will help you gain more value from our study in John. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, heraldsofhope.org. Now, I urge you to tune in next week as Pastor J. Mark continues our study from John's Gospel. You won't want to miss it. And until then, keep looking to Jesus. He's our hope for today and for every day.